From breathtaking sculptures to intricate glasswork techniques, get ready to be dazzled by the beauty and creativity that St. Pete's glass art scene has to offer. Now, let's raise a glass to the local museums, galleries, and studios in the area. Remember, it's not just for drinking your favorite beverages in style, it's a medium that can blow your mind. To start us off, the Zen Glass Studio and Gallery was established in 2002 by David Walker and Josh Paul. The Zen Glass Studio and Gallery is a haven for glass enthusiasts. Their mission goes beyond crafting beautiful pieces. They are dedicated to creating a serene space that fosters creativity while passing on the art of glasswork to future generations. Next up on the list is the Imagine Museum, which presents an extraordinary assortment of contemporary glass art sourced globally. Here, you can experience the transformative journey of the studio glass art movement, where artists have elevated their work into modern masterpieces with vibrant colors, dynamic motion, and luminous plays of light. The museum exhibits a rich variety of captivating glass sculptures, immersive installations, and intellectually stimulating exhibitions, offering visitors a glimpse into the limitless potential of this enchanting medium. As said on their website, contemporary glass art has the power to inspire, uplift, and educate. As you tour the museum, you can discover and appreciate more than 500 masterpieces of glass artistry. You can expect works from pioneers in their field alongside pieces from emerging and highly acclaimed artists worldwide. Notable artists featured include Harvey Littleton, Peter Ora, and Bertil Valine, showcasing a blend of established and contemporary talents in the realm of glass art. The museum enhances the visitor experience with comprehensive audio tours included in the admission. Additionally, they cater to young audiences by providing engaging gallery games and scavenger hunts, ensuring that children remain entertained and involved while learning. For those looking to host events, the museum also offers rental spaces, providing versatile options for various occasions. The museum is open Tuesday and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. They are located on 1901 Central Avenue, St. Pete. So if a world of wonder and sculptures is what you're looking for, then this is the place for you. To find more information, you can go to imaginemuseum.com. Following the Imagine Museum, we have the Chihuly Collection, hosted by the Marine Art Center. This collection offers not only a stunning display of Dale Chihuly's glass art, but also opportunities to learn glass art through classes held on-site. Admission to the collection includes a live studio demo, allowing visitors to immerse themselves fully into the artistry. You can take classes to create glass ornaments, flowers, paperweights, and more. While at the museum, you can expect Chihuly's signature large-scale installations like the Ruby Red Icicle Chandelier, as well as various popular series works, showcasing the artist's diverse and captivating creations. Dale Chihuly is a pioneer in studio glass who revolutionized glass art with complex, multi-part sculptures and environmental installations, shaping contemporary art beyond glass's confines. The museum is located at 720 Central Ave, and it's open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sundays, noon to 5. To find more information about classes or to view Dale's beautiful sculptures, you can visit their site at marineartscenter.org. Last, but certainly not least on my list, is the Duncan McClellan Gallery. After nearly 30 years of creating art and exhibiting his work, he settled down to create this gallery. This particular gallery is unique because Duncan converted a former fish and tomato packing plant into a stunning, versatile space. Moreover, there is no admission fee to enter the gallery. Inside, you'll discover a variety of beautifully illuminated sculptures, and as you step outside into the sculpture gardens, you'll encounter a tranquil and serene atmosphere adorned with even more distinctive artworks. As you walk towards the back, you can find their hot shop, where they offer a weekly Cups with Kevin class to guide you through the process of making your very own drinking glass. The gallery also offers classes through their DMG school project paired with the Museum of Fine Arts that entails lectures and talks, offering the community a chance to gain a deeper understanding of the creative techniques used by the showcased artists. The gallery is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. It is located at 2342 Emerson Avenue South. Now, stay tuned for a special guest interview with Charlene Reynolds about her art and her work at the gallery. Charlene, I wanted to start off by asking you, what inspired you to pursue glass art? Like, why this particular medium?
So I always knew I wanted to be an artist since I was a child. I've always been crafty, and my mom did a lot of crafts and arts with me. So I went to school for art at Illinois State University, and I started as a drawing major, and I took a glass blowing class. And once I took glass blowing and wood, I realized I was more into sculpture than I was drawing. And I had a nice teacher who told me I was a natural at glass blowing, because nobody is a natural. We're all pretty bad at it. And I just kept sticking with it.
Yeah, I love that. Can you tell me more about your art and some of the pieces that you're most proud of?
So my art is inspired by the absurdity of my childhood. I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. In my backyard, it was basically a grotto that looked like Alice in Wonderland. The person who built my house had a lot of rock sculptures, including a 30-foot tower to climb, and ponds and fountains. We had all kinds of animals, hedgehogs, a monkey, a squirrel, a pig, like everything. So I bring my childhood into my sculptures.
Yeah, I saw that your sculptures are very animal-inspired, right?
Yeah, exactly.
With your exhibit at the Duncan McClellan Gallery, can you tell me more about the pieces that are currently featured here right now?
So some of the pieces that you're going to see in the gallery are a gorilla spider, which it, from across the room, looks like a giant tarantula. But upon closer investigation, you realize that there's four tiny gorilla heads making up its eyes.
That is so sick. I love that. Well, how did you come up with that?
I like to think of shape relationships, and I want there to be a surprise. So I like that from far away, it will look like something. And coming up closer, it will twist the viewer and look like something else.
Yeah, it's like a unique form of art where you take pieces that look like they could be something and then you make them into one whole piece.
Yes.
All right. If I wanted to get into creating glass art, what are some beginner's tips that you'd give me?
You know, here in St. Pete, there are several studios in the area to try and take a class. There's a new glassblowing show on Netflix to get inspired by. It's called Blown Away. All of the glass artists here in town have a lot of friends that are on the show. I know I personally have a lot of friends. It's just a small community, so just take a class.
Yeah, St. Pete has been like blowing up with glass art. I feel like we have so many opportunities to learn that type of medium and just also enjoy the pieces too, and many places to buy pieces from artists and support
sure.
local artists too.
Even here at Duncan McClellan, there's opportunities to take a class here.
And then my last question, it's a fun one. If your sculptures could come to life, what would they say?
So I have a macaw crab in the gallery. In my opinion, the claws, they're macaw heads. So this creature has three mouths and six eyeballs, and I just wonder if it argues with itself as three individual...
Right, three individual beings.
Yes,
got different,
connected. So I want to bring a childlike sense to my work where somebody is wondering what the conversation is.
If you would like to find more out about the Duncan McClellan Gallery, you can go to dmglass.com. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you found our exploration of St. Pete's glass art scene illuminating.